Clear Harbor Asset Management is good at a lot of things, particularly New York weather. Not because the rain is definitely not gone in New York. But Aaron Cannon joins us nonetheless, CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. Aaron, glad to have you on. Really interesting time, I feel, in the market right now with the sort of excitement about the possibilities of a perfectly administered Trump administration with infrastructure spending, tax cuts, and a rise in investment profits. Looks like it might not be a perfect execution right now, and the market seems to be reflecting that.
Well, I agree, Corey. Thanks for having me back. And certainly the speed bump, if you will, of the lack of decision making around the Affordable Care Act reform last week is indicative of possibly what we could see on the tax reform front. I mean, certainly, I think there's probably more cohesion within the GOP and perhaps even within Congress generally to move the ball down the field and to achieve some success there. But if you look at the cross-border adjustment tax, that's sort of a point of controversy still within the GOP that will need to be debated. But with that said, I think there's certainly a greater likelihood of success on the tax front. And, you know, at the end of the day, my own personal view is that it is critical because I think the market is reacting to the hope that this post-Great Recession growth trend of just 2% can somehow ratchet up towards a more historical trend line. If you look at the growth trend, Corey, after 1965 to the Great Recession, it was about 3.1%. And I think really, even if we're not all contemplating this question, it's can we trend back towards that 3% level, and will that tax reform bill get us there?
Well, sure, you can. There's two ways. You either increase productivity or you increase the size of the workforce. The workforce seems, I don't know, depending on which number you look at, Aaron, some say, you know, we're pretty close to full employment. Others say, no, that's not the case.
It's hard to grow a 20-year-old. It takes a little time.
And productivity.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right.
And productivity is the other side. And, you know, people are saying, you know, we can't figure out how to squeeze any more, you know, productivity gains out of what we're doing at this point. So how do you move the needle on those too?
Well, one you just allude to, which is demographics, and that is what it is. And I think those are, frankly, incremental headwinds. The birth death rate, the population growth has decelerated, peaked in 1960 at about 1.2, 1.3% growth per year in the globe, and today it's probably 0.55, 0.6% population growth rate today. And so it needs to come from an area which is always the area of surprise. I guess that's where I have some hope. The last big wave was the dot-com period, and that was the last big wave of productivity gains. Of course, it all began with the Industrial Revolution. But, you know, will it be the electric vehicle? I do not know. It may not be as transformative as certainly the Internet, which has fundamentally altered our way of trade.
Let me just throw something out. It just crossed Twitter, and it's a Bloomberg Markets story, and it says, Americans haven't been this upbeat about the U.S. stock market since 2000, according to the Conference Board's latest consumer confidence report, which came out today. More than 47% of respondents said they expect equities to move higher in the next 12 months. That is the largest share since January of 2000. Of course, we know optimism about stocks peaked then, preceding the market's peak in March of 2000. Then we got a bear market a year later. You know, our headline on this story is sell, sell, sell.
Yes, there's certainly some complacency embedded in the market. And I think that in this sort of post-election period where the market is really elevated, although I think we should put it in the right context, the significant gains in the market in this quarter, this calendar quarter, have really come through the first half of the quarter. I think the second half of the quarter, aside from today, have really been rather lackluster. But the market's a discounting mechanism. They're still of the view, in my opinion, Mr. Market thinks that we're going to see tax reform and that we will be able to justify some of the Q4 earnings growth rates into the next several quarters of this coming calendar year. And I think that's what we're seeing. I mean, on the productivity front, there's often a high correlation between capital expenditures and productivity. And you would think that we have an opportunity to capture a significant uplift in capital spending in this sort of still almost near zero interest rate environment. Right. And that just hasn't happened.
So given that, we're just about a minute left here, what kind of stocks look more interesting than would have otherwise in a different environment?
Well, on the side of thinking about productivity and technological sort of leverage around productivity gains, we still are of the view that the technology sector very generally is of interest. And last time I was on was sometime, I think, in the latter part of January, and we were of that view that that was still an area where you wanted to be well allocated within the equity portfolio this year. But we continue to believe within utilities that the water distribution and natural gas utilities are where you want to be, where there's real earnings growth, dividend growth, and great management. The financial sector still looks reasonable in some sense. We try to barbell the sector with owning insurance companies to a greater extent relative to the index, and also owning banks.
Thank you, Aaron Kennan, CEO of Clear Harbor Asset Management. This is Bloomberg.